Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker. In this episode, we're taking a closer look at how agencies can connect point solutions with big picture vision. Across the public sector, agencies at the federal, state, and local government level are focusing their attention and budgets on driving technology modernization and digital transformation. Local government is unique in its digital transformation journey, even though they interact more frequently with the public on a day-to-day basis. However, their small budgets make it a challenge when it comes to modernizing their infrastructure. For a conversation today, I sat down with Josh Freck from Granicus, an expert in helping government agencies implement the technology they need to realize the full vision of their digital transformation journey. In this episode, we discuss how local governments can use innovative technology solutions to realize their big picture vision to provide seamless digital experience for their citizens. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me, Josh. I really appreciate it, and I'm excited to speak with you today.
Excited to talk with you as well, Lucas. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So let's go ahead and jump into the first question. Now, Josh, how has the role of local government changed over the last few years?
Great question, Lucas. The countless advancements we've witnessed firsthand in partnering and serving governments have shifted significantly to digital experiences and prioritizing digital transformation. Many were already on that journey, some further along, others just beginning. But the onset of a global pandemic several years ago really exposed the weaknesses, deficiencies, and challenges of antiquated processes that don't meet modern needs and expectations. For many, the last few years have been a wake-up call, if you will, the realization that we have been largely dependent on physical locations, interactions to function, and that this constraint acted as a critical single point of failure during a global crisis. During the lockdown, governments really failed to operate. Entire economies were paralyzed. People could not get access to critical services. But we persevered in a way that is uniquely human. You know, crisis spurred our innovation. We began a journey of reengineering not only our infrastructure and our processes, but our very way of thinking about how a government can best serve its people. We embraced digital transformation as a remedy, a cure that, as it turns out, delivers not only redundancy and safety, but also efficiency, measurability, better civic experiences, satisfaction, and most importantly, trust.
Great. Thanks, Josh. So let's talk about challenges. So what are some of the biggest challenges local government agencies face when they're trying to implement these digital transformation visions? So like things like digital skills gap and internal resistance to change, et cetera.
Yeah, today's governments are dealing with many issues, such as, you know, not having enough staff with the skills needed to build and maintain technology in the ever-changing landscape, limited resources requiring governments to do more with less and find ways to streamline how they provide these services even, decline of trust in government and the need to improve and protect it, to develop productive relationships, inefficient processes resulting from disparate legacy systems is a big one, and band-aid approaches to solving internal challenges. I mean, the rapid policy changes even that require new operations and quickly deployable forms of service delivery. We've seen a lot of, especially during the pandemic and post-pandemic, and biggest ones too, is this resident expectations for more digital interactions. Finally, disparate processes and dated technology systems that don't interact in ways that offer that unified citizen experience. The reason many digital programs fail lies in the natural tendency of an organization to really digitize the manual processes as the first step, which you can't do. It'd be like, you know, if you were to invent email and it was literally just a carbon copy of interoffice mail, it'd be an awful experience. However, it's critical to not only assess the current business process, but to re-engineer the process in concert with the new digital technology and the people who will use it. So really taking a step back and looking at how you want your citizens to interact with you and how that has changed and your legacy process may not be applicable anymore.
So how can agencies connect point solutions like automation and cloud to provide seamless digital experiences for citizens?
I mean, customer experience is that holistic perception of a person's experience with an organization, the result of every interaction a person has. From navigating the website, which is ultimately the front porch of the world to your organization, to talking to the call center, to enrolling in a service. I love this quote from one of our Granicus users that I think sums it up for any government entity and the challenges that they face today in serving their community with vital information services, which is, whether you're looking to apply for a permit or find the nearest free meal distribution site, confusing and sometimes clunky public apps are the norm. But a bad user experience isn't just inconvenient. It could be the difference between someone getting fed or going hungry. This information asymmetry also erodes trust. And this was from Deputy City Chief of Staff to the Mayor at the City of San Jose, California. So how do organizations meet these challenges, to your point, Lucas? The keys to a transformative digital experience require organizational alignment around government's goals and users' needs. You know, number one being, put the user first. Identify the key users of that technology, service, and their behaviors, and really the preferences that simplify how they interact with your government. And then two, support your staff with new skills. Invest in workshops and programs that upskill workforce around content creation, process improvement, and user-centered design. Three, create a culture of continuous improvement, a culture of continually evaluating qualitative and quantitative data to create quick wins and build momentum for change. And four, clear communication on dependencies. Stakeholder decision-making has a big impact on project timing. Clear communication is key to hitting deadlines. And then ultimately, use data, including the people using the sites and the content and teams who manage it. A lot of times, too many organizations start with a budget and try to back into that with a solution. And unfortunately, that's why we see a lot of them fail.
Now, Josh, can you tell me about some examples of local agencies that have successfully transformed their citizen experiences using technology?
Yeah, definitely. We have some exceptional outcomes that really help drive return investment for our communities. First being, you know, if a community is looking to serve better, they're looking to reduce costs and improve services by converting expensive interactions with government or local authorities, such as calls, in-person visits, download PDFs, easy-to-use self-service options. One great example of that serve better aspect is the city of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, they had a 79% reduction in walk-in traffic for most utilized online service. And then Arizona Department of Transportation had 1.3 million customer hours saved annually. It's a great example of how they can serve better and how they utilize technology to do that. Another area is engaging communities. You know, really being able to reach and engage residents using inclusive and accessible online tools that can also help you analyze community sentiment about important issues, building that stronger relationship and increasing public trust by providing better access to public records and clear insights into the legislative decision-making process. Some good examples of that would be Fairfax County, Virginia, which had a 200% increase in customer growth, and Baytown, Texas, 30,000 site visits by residents on the community engagement platform, which were the outcomes they were looking to achieve in leveraging technology so they can engage their communities better. And then lastly is improving operations. We all envision a world where we can increase internal efficiency and enhance the customer experience by streamlining and simplifying government processes, such as permitting, licensing, and revenue collection. I've seen it firsthand as a former city clerk myself. But the city and county of Denver, they had saved 450 minutes saved weekly creating and maintaining accessible and compliant web pages. And then the city of Orlando had 65% new, easy, and intuitive website increases for customer satisfaction, a 65% increase, which was fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great. So this has been really insightful, Josh. So before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, from my personal experience, bringing in new technology on its own will not transform how an organization serves its community. Implemented effectively, can reduce costs, you know, improve staff efficiency and the customer experience. To achieve these outcomes, technology should be considered really a critical enabler and part of a more holistic transformation roadmap. Identifying overarching objectives in an organizational vision first will better inform those key role that technology will play in improving service delivery and customer experience. You know, successful digital roadmaps are not created in a vacuum and will involve cross-functional collaboration from stakeholders. It's not a top-down approach. You know, really need to give giving a voice to impacted team members within the organization and public users to hear what they want their experience to be is the foundation of successful digital transformation, really aligning new technology with big picture objectives will help ensure adoption and improved operations and services to the public.
Thank you, Josh, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.